Hey, friends.
How's it going? Sorry.
Michael was mid-coffee sip. He wasn't ready for me.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So today we are going to dream.
That's right. We have lots of dreams for this year.
Specifically, we spent the last couple of weeks on the blog reflecting from 2020 and doing like recaps. But today we just thought it would be fun to kind of share like what we wish we could do. Mm-hmm. So we are going to just go back and forth, and Michael's looking at me because I'm just making this up right now. we're going to go back and forth and share like maybe three different things that we wish we could shoot. Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job.
Thanks.
So like, hypothetically, if a bride came up to you and was like, I have $100,000 wedding budget and I have zero plans, or there's nothing that I want, you just tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. What do you wish that bride would do? You want me to go first?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. I meant $100,000 in that, like, there's no there's not, like, a budgetary limit.
Right, exactly.
You can't, like, go crazy rich agents on me, but, like...
we're not, like, buying a
helicopter.
Plane and flying. Yeah.
Right.
And
but
proposing,
like,
in the stratosphere.
Basically, without,
you know?
with like, realistic limits.
Yeah.
You know... What are your dreams?
Right.
Okay, so I would say that my biggest I wish I could shoot is an elopement at a national park with a bride that just got like the hugest, flowiest, biggest dress ever.
That's
and it doesn't even need to be white. It could be like a crazy, like a fun color or something. Mm. But I just really would love to do a national park.
Yeah.
Like, Arches would be so fun, or Sedona. I'd love to go to Acadia, like, you know, and just do like a really epic shoot with just like a couple.
Yeah.
And then also just like be able to experience like their elopement. And I love being able to like kind of like listen into I think one of like the coolest things about being a photographer is that we get to listen into these moments that like nobody else gets to peek at.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, being able to share vows just one-on-one, I think is one of those things. And we kind of get to listen in, which is really sweet. And so I love elopements, but I think doing one at a national park would just be so fun.
Would you want like some animals walking in the background?
Oh my
like,
God.
Maybe like
oh
a
my God. Wait, wait,
or,
stop, you know? stop. No. So on top of that, it could be national park / Kenyan safari.
All right.
Because remember...
You can't take all the good ones.
Wait, were you going to say that?
I mean, it was one of the ones I was thinking about, yeah.
No, because when we were in Kenya, mm-hmm. if you guys didn't know, Michael grew up in Kenya.
Yeah.
We moved there for a little while after we got married. And while we were there... I actually saw, it's when I was like really into wedding blogs. I would read like 10 different wedding blogs every single day. And one of them posted or shared from another photographer, a Masa Mara, wedding.
Really?
And it was there, and there were just like giraffes in the background, and they had this like ceremony set up. It was amazing.
Well, to bounce off of that, one of the places that I was thinking of that's near Lake Naivasha, where you do get out and you walk with all the animals on that Crescent Island, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? And there is like literal giraffes like 5 feet away from you. Like a giraffe could walk in the middle of your ceremony and like block your kiss shot. And you wouldn't even care.
I wouldn't care at all.
Go in underneath the legs, so they're like kissing their first kiss, but the giraffe legs are over them.
And then they could honeymoon at the giraffe manor.
Yeah, which is,
which like would be, okay, so if you're this person who is wanting to do that.
We will do everything for free. We'll fly there for free.
We love Kenya,
we
will be there in a heartbeat. Anyways, that would just be so magical.
Right.
So yeah, go get married on safari. And then stay at Giraffe Manor.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a big budget for that one, but it will be so worth it.
It is, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just think that would be so fun.
Yeah. I think
okay.
That's a good one.
You.
Okay. I think I think it would be really cool, and I'm going to start smaller.
Okay.
As I
get more ideas.
You started
big.
I think it would be really cool to shoot at the Jefferson that gets, like, rented out the whole time. So the Jefferson is, in here in Richmond, it's a historic hotel. It's super fancy, super swanky.
Mm-hmm.
We've
almost shot there a couple of times,
right.
But every time someone inquires, we're booked for that date, and
right.
It's always
so
painful.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, could you switch your date, please?
Yeah.
Because it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I would love to do it around Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Because
for sure.
The Jefferson goes over the top for Christmas decorations,
mm-hmm.
and I think that would be really fun.
And if they did it for, like, if they did, like, have all, like, the whole party, like,
mm-hmm.
all the friends there and stay there at the Jefferson, and then on Sunday morning they get to have Sunday brunch.
Oh, my
gosh. You know,
gosh.
Like, it would just turn into, like,
and
a party that keeps going.
You would photograph brunch,
right.
Slash also get to eat.
Slash
also get to have the unlimited mimosas.
Yeah. All of those things. At Christmas time. And it's snowing.
Oh, it would have to be snowing,
to be snowing.
For this
right.
to really fulfill all the dreams.
Yeah.
Which
I know
gosh.
You can't really spend money on to, well, you could fake it, I guess, but
no, it's dreamland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In dreamland, it's
appropriately
definitely
financed
snowing.
Dreamland.
Right. It's definitely snowing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. That is a great one.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So if I were to, like, take it down a notch and say realistic or not realistic, but, like, more like any bride could do this.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't had a bride do it. And I would love to photograph it, would be a really epic floral arch that they got married under. So like,
maybe in the mountains or something.
Yeah, sure. It could be anywhere. You take that floral arch anywhere you want. But I'd love just like a, you know, for one of our brides to just really invest in like an altar that they just completely deck out
mm-hmm.
In florals. And then... But that's only part one.
Oh, okay.
Part two is that they have to have all of their guests have a ton of rose petals or flower petals or whatever that they
throw
up at the first kiss, that they throw up as they walk away, and then they do it again with just the bridal party and
right.
just all the petals.
All the petals.
Throws. I love a petal throw shot.
Mm-hmm.
We have done petal throws before. But the thing about it is you need like a ton
mm-hmm.
and you need the right lighting. You need to make sure... Anyways, I would love that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so my second one's going a little bigger now.
Oh, okay.
I'm going the opposite.
We're flipping.
I think it would be really cool to like have some sort of small ceremony. Maybe a little. I think maybe a lot of what's coming through my head is also destination now because you mentioned destination.
Well, safari is really
right, safari.
Just like in your head now.
I think it'd be really cool to like get married like on a frozen lake somewhere in Iceland or Alaska.
Okay.
You know, like surrounded by like white.
Yes.
You know, like mountains
mm-hmm.
and like they're just on this ice cap and maybe like this I don't know, like
you know where it'd be really cool is
what?
Banff.
Oh yeah. You talk about Banff all the time.
It's my next travel spot.
That's right.
I wanna go to Banff really bad, and to have a couple at Banff would be
let's do it.
So fun.
I think we could.
But yes, Glacier, like we love finding like a white wall. Like shooting here at like the Capitol building in Richmond, is one of our favorite places because it's just the white just makes everything, it just makes the couple pop and
mm-hmm.
it just is, it's one of our favorite like ways to shoot. So yeah, having like all white in like snow and glacieriness
mm-hmm.
and then your couple popping in the middle. I agree.
Yeah.
That would
yeah.
be so fun. What I thought you were about to say was shoot in Ireland.
Mm, yeah. I mean, I would love to shoot in Ireland.
I mean, Ireland was easily one
my
of our
favorite part of our honeymoon.
Yeah, so we took our honeymoon. I'll post it here. We kind of went over the top and did a really long honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
But the first part was driving around Ireland, and every single place we went, we were like, "This is our favorite."
Right.
So I think anywhere in Ireland, having a couple get married there would
yeah.
be so fun. And I just like the vibe of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it would be really, really cool to shoot in, like, Paris or Italy or
right.
whatever. But just, it just,
those
like,
are just
feels
typical,
slower.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just like the pace of it. I just,
yeah. and, like, an Irish wedding. Like, I mean, you're going to have so much fun. Like, I mean, we're lucky we have an Irish couple. Well, they did a mini wedding and then
they're getting
married
again
this
year.
So we're looking forward to that. But, yeah, that would be so cool.
It would be so fun.
It was a good one. Was that your third, yeah. or was that kind of like a, in the middle?
Well, let me just say, Alana and Niall, if you guys want to do like a vow renewal at some point in Ireland, just hit us up. We're there.
Good.
Let me just say.
Yeah, let me just say.
It would just be so fun. Mm-hmm. I think that that would be really cool.
Can I alter mine slightly? My second one before I go into my third one.
I altered yours like a ton. Yeah. So you go right.
Well, I think it would also be cool. Like maybe part of why I was saying like on ice or in Iceland would be like with the Northern Lights, you know, with a flash or something on an ice lake, you know, like long exposure that, or, you know,
yes,
I don't know. It'd be so pretty. Anyways, my third one.
Going two in a row.
I'm just going. Yeah.
You go ahead.
Well, that was just a vamp off the second one.
I know, but we were taking turns.
Oh, would you want to go?
No, because I don't even have my third one yet. I didn't even think.
I think my third one would be like having someone who gets married or maybe leaves on a not a yacht.
Oh my gosh!
Like,
I thought you were about to say the one that just popped into my head, and that was going to be so crazy.
I think I know the one that's in your head.
Oh, what?
Hot air balloon.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh!
Let me finish mine first.
Okay. Sorry.
So like not like a. Not one of those fancy yachts, but like one of those like with the sail yachts, you know, like small kind of cabin-ish.
Yeah.
And they like, we could do a bunch of photos. Maybe just popped up on my feed at some point recently too. So it's in the top of mind, but that'd be so cool to like, maybe like sail off with them, take photos with them while they're sailing
on the
off.
Boat.
Right.
Or just then, have a portrait session on the boat and then they can go.
Yeah, that's true. It could just be a portrait session.
Yeah. Like doing it like Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard, the Cape somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Sure.
Stop. Yes.
Done.
I'm there.
Okay.
And I'm ready for it, and that will be so fun. Okay, yeah, the one that, as you were saying, or that had popped into my head right when you, and I thought you were going to say, was shooting at the Albuquerque Balloon Festival.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be so cool.
How fun would it be? So colorful, crazy, and then the couple could go off on a balloon.
Right, that's how they leave.
I mean, wow. Mm-hmm. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're basically saying things that we like, places that we like to go to, and hope we can do a portrait session there. It's pretty much what we haven't been to yet that want to go to.
Yeah. I just think, oh my gosh, I just think it would be so fun. It would be really cool, like, in contrast to your, like, Iceland one. Mm-hmm. It would just be, like, crazy bright colors. Like, just, I just think that, and I just, like, am imagining the couple that would choose each of these things. And just, like, the couple that would get married at the Albuquerque Balloon Festival is just, like, so fun.
Yeah.
You know? And I just think that that would be a dream.
Yeah.
I love
that.
That's a
good one.
Thanks.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Are there any honorable mentions?
Well, okay, so that was my third one.
It doesn't have to be a third.
Yeah, no, that can...
No. Well, do one more, because you got one in your head now.
No, I really don't. No, I really don't. I'd have to think about it, but I'll take Albuquerque Balloon Festival, because, like, that's... It would be so fun.
You know what I found? So I found the other day when I was going through my stuff, when we got engaged, we were supposed to have an engagement session and then leave on a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
And
well, originally we were going to
propose
on
a hot air balloon. And I had these tickets, right?
Then we tried for the engagement session. Couldn't do that.
Apparently, like, a 1 degree of wind is too windy in Newport, in Williamsburg. Anyways.
Well, for a hot air balloon. Because if it's windy on the ground, then it's really windy in the sky.
No, I totally get it.
Whatever. Safety first.
I appreciate safety, but it's just frustrating. Anyways, I found those gift cards.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. They were in my stuff, and they were, like, expired after 2 years, and I was like,
darn.